Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
And now a star is born. On February 15th, 1954, the world welcomed little baby Matt Groening. The scene in the delivery room may have been Matt's inspiration to eventually create The Simpsons. Greening, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's it already.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump this morning will sign the federal spending bill passed by Congress last night and declare a national emergency to pay for a southern border wall without congressional approval. The top Senate Republican and Democrat Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer.
I'm going to support the national emergency declaration.
The fact of the matter is, this is not an emergency, and the president's fear-mongering doesn't make it one.
That spending bill passed 83-16 in the Senate, 300-128 in the House. Reaction in Queens, New York, to Amazon dropping plans for a new headquarters there over opposition to the tax breaks and the company being anti-union.
I hope the message is that New York City is open for business, but not at any and all costs.
Jimmy Van Bremmer's on the city council. Josh Bowen's a local business owner.
Our politicians, did they hit their head or something?
Amazon was promising 25,000 new jobs. This is Fox News.
Politics. Sometimes it shows its ugly face even in the morning show. And when it does, Greg Budell likes to offer a disclaimer.
You'll scream, you'll howl, you'll rave, but you won't get your money back.
Jay Scott and Emily Hayes. Do you guys enjoy talking about politics in the morning?
Let's just keep in mind, I'm a dumb girl and don't understand the complex world of politics.
You never let us forget it.
Shut up, Jay.
Well, maybe we should get away from politics. What do you think, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, I understand you've been trying to get out and meet some new ladies. Where have you been going, you handsome devil you?
In the shady part of town, you know what I mean?
Well, I heard you met a lady who looked like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Not a good-looking woman.
You got that right. Well, in the words of Mr. T, enough of this jibber-jabber. It's time for three men and a lady. Sorry, Ms. Cortez, we're out of time.
Wow, guess what?
What?
Clark's is on the way to my house to put the bathtub back together.
Oh, hallelujah.
277-2125, and we're getting away Clark's Club membership at the end of the hour here on News Talk. I'm Greg, she's Emily, and this man is
Rich Thomas Weather.
And there are a few showers on the radar. Did you see, you saw some raindrops out there a little
bit. Pretty heavy, actually.
Did they keep falling on your head?
Yeah.
Well,
but that's not the... Anyway, that's...
I was just going to say something totally wrong.
We'll move on. Cloudy, mild, isolated showers around today with a high temperature around 70. The trade-off the next few days will be, even though there will be clouds and showers in the forecast every day for the next several days, the Arctic floodgates are closed, and this is always a good thing. Scattered showers around tonight, they become a little bit more numerous in the overnight hours, especially early in the day tomorrow, with 60 tonight, 70 tomorrow, high on Sunday in the mid-70s with scattered showers, maybe the rumble of thunder, then more rain in the forecast Monday, and especially heavy in parts of the state Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's when there could be some excessive rainfall totals, and I mean some really crazy numbers. Check out my morning video if you get a chance this morning for a briefing on how much to expect. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies, temperature 59, south winds at 8 miles per hour. The time is 8:06.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Let me talk to you about a problem that you may not have today, and you may not even have it this week, but you will have in your house. I'm talking about plumbing problems because, let's face it, plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. That's why our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire are ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's practically all the time. To take care of your problem, they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. I can vouch for them because I used to wonder who I was going to call because I would go down the list. Kids, there used to be something called the phone book. And in the phone book, I'd go down and I'd say, no, can't call them. I had a bad situation with them. No, can't call them. They were not good. No, can't call them. So now it's never a problem. When I have a plumbing issue, it's always going to be Plumbing by Lukewire. Don't even need a phone book. Don't even need to Google plumbers in the Montgomery area. All right? So give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com, and check on the whole house plumbing inspection, where they check out all your plumbing inside and out, up and down, and they'll give you a report on whether there's a problem lurking that could become a big problem. Plumbing by Lukewire, Alabama certification number 84417.
All right. I guess we're going to do a conundrum, eh?
Yay.
Oh, I mean, it's all up to you. You make that decision.
Well. This is a key factor in this post-Valentine's Day, and because it is Singles Awareness Day, or SAD, that one in three people would want to meet up or talk to somebody that has this in their dating photo.
Oh.
That's a pretty high number.
Oh.
This could be the deciding factor.
A $100 bill?
No, we can eliminate that one, Rich. What is this feature in the dating website photo that makes a difference to almost one in three online daters? 272-9228, 272-9228. And if you're the first person with the correct answer, you will win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Ah.
And everybody that calls could be a winner later when we do the final Emily segment of the week and give away some, which we're going to be doing a little bit early because I had to go to the dentist.
Oh.
Oh.
For a follow-up visit.
I got you.
I'm sure everything will be fine.
Well, just from what I can tell, there's no more signs of trench mouth, but you never know.
Good Lord.
I'm kidding, of course. 272-9228. What is this item that could make the difference to people, in one out of three people who are online dating? Something in the photo. What is that object?
Oh, people are calling, Greg.
Holy, I must have been doing something wrong.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, finishing up the accident on the Southern Boulevard right there around the bus stop. Taylor Road at Wendt Blunt Loop got a fender bender there. 65 and 85 doing okay at the moment. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. They start March 6th. Registration going on now. Call Trenum State, 420-4200, the College for Real Careers. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blake.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Okay, it is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we have some happy contest music, please. Because we have people who want to win that $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, the conundrum being this item in an online dating photo would make a difference to one out of three online daters. What is that item that they might see in the photo? Call us now. And we'll start with Jenny.
Hey, Jenny.
How about a pet?
She says you said a pen or a pet?
A pet.
She said somewhat testily to me. Is that it? That's the winning answer!
That's it! That's amazing!
Wonderful.
Yeah. I didn't think it would be the first caller, but guess what? The extended clap continues.
We're having some construction done here in the studio. So now you're going to Seafood Bistro with a $10 head start. That's a pretty good deal, huh?
Yum.
Great. I've been meaning to call you, too, and tell you that I went to Don Duncan last week, bought four new tires, had my oil changed. Service was awesome.
Fantastic.
We love hearing that.
Fantastic.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, they accommodate you 70 ways from Sunday, but, of course, most importantly is top-notch certified master technicians, great state-of-the-art diagnostics, and the peace of mind leaving knowing your car's been checked out by the best. Hang on. You can drive your newly retuned car to Seafood Bistro.
That's right. Oh, boy.
Now, we don't want to leave Ken P. hanging there. Ken, we got a winner, but we wanted to thank you for trying.
Yeah, I was going to guess a smile because so many pictures, everybody's either doing fish lips or frowning.
Oh, yeah. A smile goes a long way. You're right.
It sure does. Hey, y'all have a great weekend and look forward to hearing y'all on Monday.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yeah, I've told the story before, and I'll tell it quickly here, that before, when I knew I was coming to Montgomery, I just wasn't sure exactly when. Mm-hmm. As it turned out, it was about 3 weeks after we first made the decision. So I used that time to sign up for Match.com so I could meet some people. Like, I felt like I already, and communicate with them before moving, so I felt like I would have some friends when I got to town, and that was a good idea.
I've never done I'm shy, and I never have done anything like that.
But that's what online dating's for, shy people.
I guess.
Well, eventually you have to talk to people in person.
People that ask, how could you be shy and be on the air? Well, you
very
can.
Easily.
Most,
very
a lot
easily.
A lot of us who are on the air are shy.
Yeah. I addressed that. You must not have read this month's magazine column because it's called Silver Swingles, and it's about I'm shy, and people always say that to us.
Yeah,
can't be shy. You're on the radio.
Yeah, right. How could you
but
be?
But this is a broadcast. This is our safe space, isn't it?
Right. It is.
Yeah. It really is our safe space.
It really
space.
Is.
Of course, we never called it that until these
millennials,
wussy millennials,
dang old snowflakes,
snowflakes.
These don't kids today, it. I tell you,
there go
what.
Our numbers.
Tell you what. What do you mean, there go? All right, guess what we have coming up next?
Stuff.
Some really good stuff. And that includes our stupid news feature.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Right? Don't look at me when you say that, though.
Jay Scott is out with the flu. It's like that story, My Cousin Vinny.
Play the role.
The whole store had the flu.
Yeah.
Play the role of Jay Scott.
And so Jay's out. And Jeff's out, and I'm wondering who is next. What's the next?
You know, I don't get the flu. I don't get the flu because I have too much tar in my blood for the flu to even have a chance. Jeez. Flu comes into my bloodstream, it's dead on contact. 814, here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Democratic National Committee is asking the Alabama Democratic Party to hold a new leadership election within 90 days. The ruling comes after election challenges claimed multiple rules were broken and that the party did not follow diversity requirements. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be in Selma for this year's Bridge Crossing Jubilee. She will participate in Jubilee events, but she is also coming to voice her support for the Lift Our Vote 2020 initiative. And the Alabama State Department of Education has named Troy University the Green Ribbon School for 2019. The university was recognized for several initiatives, including the Janice Hawkins Cultural Park and its invasive species removal program. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
With Wow's super fast internet starting at just $39.99 a month, when paired with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month, I can catch up on last season? Wow. Catch the next season? Wow. Catch all the buzzer beaters? Wow. And catch up with my crew? Whoa. Now that's Wow. Get choice. Get value. Get Wow. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Prices exclude taxes and fees. New customers only.
You work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit MyMax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Stupid news coming up. Steady rain in lots of the area. Let's see if it's affecting traffic.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 looking okay at the moment, but for some odd reason, it's this hour when we see a lot of accidents. Be careful as you drive around East Boulevard over 85, still dealing with that construction there. Construction crews popping up all around the city. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell, filling in for Jeff Blake.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Way. My runny nose, I blow, I've been coughing all day. Oh boy, I think that I'm royally screwed. Yeah, my muscles ache, my head it hurts, my temp's 102, cause I'm sick with the flu.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Hi, I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Bedell. And here are some of our top stories. And Emily, I know you're going to be interested in this first one here.
I'm interested in everything, Greg.
You will eventually end up in a home for the relentlessly curious. No doubt about it. This involves a bride.
Uh-huh, yeah. I was one of those.
Recently.
Yeah.
So, and this story turned up on Reddit.
And I wasn't crazy at all.
The woman that made the post says her good friend named Aaron with, quote, a massive bosom. Literally bigger than should be physiologically possible because she has a hormone disorder that caused them to grow to a larger size.
Okay.
Well, this woman decided not to ask Aaron to be one of her bridesmaids because of her...
Because of the bosom?
Yes.
She can't help that.
I agree. This is very... To me, I hate to say it...
This is big.
Incorrigible.
It sounds very catty to me.
She can't help that. That's like saying, oh, I don't want Thelma to be in the wedding because she's got that big mole with a hair that grows out of it above her lip.
Well.
But she's one of my best friends, but I just don't want her. That's just, you can't help that. That's, I mean, it's not, I mean.
Well, she threw this out on Reddit. The good news is almost everybody that replied to her said, you're a.
That's pretty shallow.
It's,
because if it's, you know, I want to be the best looking that day, well, of course all eyes are going to be on you. You're the bride. You don't have to worry about that.
Shallow. That's not even wading pool deep. It's so
I mean,
pathetic.
That's true. That's like a little water in a pothole. That's sad because she could have picked out a tasteful dress for her unless she had some really low-cut bridesmaid's dresses that were uniform.
If you have envy...
The woman that put this post up asking for people's feedback took the advice to heart and is going to sit down with Erin, probably a few feet away, because
Stop it.
Apologize.
She should apologize. That, I mean, I don't know that's going to make anything.
Here's another wedding, so check this out.
Okay, all right, do it. I'm a wedding expert now. Roll Tide.
Another bride said she's vegan, so she disinvited all meat-eating guests at her wedding. So who was it? You and your husband?
No. That's crazy. That's crazy.
You see, that's...
Not just vegan is crazy. I mean, but...
I mean...
Everybody at your wedding, you're going to say...
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I'm sending this next stupid news story to Goose. Because she rolls her eyes, because I save everything. I have tickets for movies we saw 25 years ago.
Right.
Because it's important to me. Mm-hmm. The average parent is hoarding 1,293 keepsakes from their kid's childhood. So I sent her a note and I said, would you bet the over or under on this on this number? And I know what she's going to say. The average parent hangs on to 964 photos, 34 videos and home movies, 29 art projects from school. I've got trees. Like my Valentine's tree has her cards from when she was a little kid. Send me a card of a little bear and a daddy bear.
It wasn't until I was a teenager that I realized that you could put different ornaments on the tree. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were five kids.
Right.
So everything that was on our Christmas tree that was pulled out every year is stuff that we made in kindergarten and first grade and Sunday school.
Absolutely.
I didn't know there were other ornaments.
How about your little baby shoes when you're an infant? That's what mom saved.
I got mine when my parents' estate was sold, but I don't know where they're at.
I'm sure there's some.
On the refrigerator.
And yes, they were bronzed.
I've got mom saved my birth announcement.
My mom was
Did
like...
Did she save your first thermometer? I mean, she must have known.
My mom had showed me a copy of my birth announcement. This was... I was still in high school because she ran across a box of stuff. And she said, it was just so weird because you were 9 pounds even. So the birth announcement always seemed wonky to me because it said 9 pounds, 0 ounces. I didn't feel like I should leave the ounces off. But there were none. But mom's got stuff broken down into boxes per kid.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I've pretty much got all of this stuff organized. I have one thing called the memory bubble. Mm-hmm. And the memory bubble is a beautiful glass bubble. And I want that to go to Janelle when my time comes.
What, 9 o'clock this morning? That's when our time is up.
Just so she can see what is special in there to her. It'll only take her a couple of weeks to go through everything. Let's see. It wasn't true in my house. Mm-hmm. A study has found, after studying 6,838 families to figure out which kids are most likely to bully their siblings... And the oldest brother is likely to do that, but I did not bully.
No, my second oldest, the second oldest brother, and if you're the youngest.
I mean, if that says the oldest brother did it, then ding, 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 correct.
Well, I did.
Oldest brother was never around.
A kid's behavior in kindergarten, says another study, can predict their future income.
Really? Because back to things that are saved, Mom also has the progress reports that were sent home for me in kindergarten and first grade, where it's, if she could just...
I've got all my report cards.
If she could just be quiet, if she wouldn't socialize so much.
I love the teacher comments.
Yeah, that's my...
I love the teacher comments.
She feels like she has to entertain everyone. First grade, y'all. Chaffa Elementary.
You found your calling, didn't you? Researchers found 6-year-olds had more trouble paying attention or behaving, made $17,000 a year less than average kids who showed advanced social skills, averaged $12,000 more.
Oh. Oh.
Well, that makes sense.
I look forward to seeing that reflected into my paycheck.
In other stupid news, mm-hmm. between Christmas and Valentine's Day, right. a lot of us are a little on the low ebb of our checking accounts and credit card balances. That's Clark, so bet. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Look at that big smile on his face.
My bathtub's in the garage. It's going to be back where it belongs today. I'm so excited. This could be a sign of the times. Americans in a majority in one survey said they would love to have a national shopping holiday called Treat Yourself Day, where you'd be buying gifts for yourself. Well, 21% say January would be the best time for the holiday, but August has nothing going on. Why not have it in
true.
August?
That's true. I don't know of anything.
Let August stay free.
Well, 11% voted for August. 21% said January. 12% say December, but you got Christmas there. Right. Mentioned Single Awareness Day. 1 in 10 people, and this could be a conundrum, but I'm going to do the story now. According to a new study, 1 in 10 people say they've skipped out on a date early just to avoid paying the bill.
You're kidding.
Survey also found 15% of people have rejected a second date because a person didn't pay or even offered to pay on the first date. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm just a traditionalist. I think the courting, there's a lot to be said for the courting process, where the guy takes the initiative and tries. You were wooed.
I had also been treated like crap.
Well, do couples go Dutch treat?
In a lot of relationships. Mm. Eric and I did...
Early on?
I would say the first 5 or 6 times where any purchase of anything was involved, be it just drinks or drinks and dinner.
He bought.
Yeah. It wasn't until we were seriously dating that it went halvesies.
Dutch treat can be...
But man, it was great. I love him so much.
Something we may be discussing on TV next week, because I sent it to Aid, is our biggest financial faux pas.
Yeah, like, what are you thinking? Like, what examples?
Well, bragging about your salary.
Uh-huh.
Or underpaying on a split bill. There's a whole list of them. There's 10. Talking about how much you paid for a particular item. It's not enough to say, look what I got, and guess what it cost. Hmm. And there are people that kind of do that, and I don't know why. There's a new ranch dressing coming out that tastes like pizza dipped in ranch dressing.
That's stupid.
Hold the pizza.
And by the way, Shamrock Shake season has arrived at McDonald's.
When I worked at McDonald's and you had to go out and empty the trash cans outside, there were more Shamrock Shakes in the trash can than any other food item.
Unfinished?
That's right, because it was crap.
Hey, and 5 reasons eating chocolate is good for you, but I'm sending that to Aid as well. We may be kicking that around.
Gross. Chocolate, gross.
You'll get a chance to express your bitterness next week on TV.
You think I will? Because I bet you I won't.
Hey, we were talking about financial faux pas. Let me give you one more.
Okay.
It's called not planning for your future. Or, like, you know, like, God, I mean, I remember saying this to Janelle's mom after I signed that big deal.
Yeah.
I said, we are going to be in a position to retire at 50 if we want to do that and travel the country. It didn't work out quite that way. But it was meant to be that way. But you don't have to, look, you don't know what the future is going to be. The best way to prepare for it is to start setting something aside now. And it doesn't have to be an enormous amount of money. You don't have to even take risky investments. But there are things you can do with a few bucks a week that will grow into something that gives you that. I mean, there's no greater protection in life than knowing you have something to fall back on just in case something happens. Brett McDonald can help set that up for you. Give them a call at 387-0094 at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. We call him Mr. Right on the Money. He's the guy that told us when the market was nosediving. He says, there's a correction. It's going to come back. Yeah. Everybody stay calm.
He was right.
And it's back. He knows what he's doing. And he loves for new people to come in and just talk about what you'd like to accomplish a year, 5 years, 10 years down the road. And when you leave, you are going to feel a greater level of self-esteem because you become managerial about your money. And that is a big deal. 387-0094 McDonald Hagen Wealth Management.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, still working that accident. Taylor Road at Wenton Blunt, Techno Center at Atlanta Highway. That accident involved injury. Be careful there. 65 and 85 looking okay at the moment. Premier Place is the ultimate shopping experience. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, GameStop, Lindmark, Sweet Frog, Frozen Yogurt, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Hell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blake.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
There's a few spotty showers on the radar, all very light right now this morning, especially looking at Lee County, Tallapoosa County, into Macon, parts of Montgomery County, Elmore, Autauga. Very small light showers that you'll run into from time to time. So isolated showers around today, cloudy, mild, high around 70. Scattered showers a little bit more concentrated in the overnight hours tonight and at least early in the day tomorrow before they start to thin out again. Tonight's low 60, tomorrow's high 70. Mid-70s on Sunday with scattered showers, maybe the rumble of thunder on Sunday. And in fact, rain is in the forecast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time. There'll be periods of rain and as these little disturbances ride into the area like on a train track, one after another after another, and I don't see the caboose yet. Right now this morning, with south winds at 8 miles per hour, mostly cloudy skies, temperature 59 at 834.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Dallasy, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, and we wish Jay a speedy recovery. The flu finally got him today at a temperature. And that's, I have to give the boss credit. We all soldier through, you know, headaches and stuff like that. But if you got a fever, he...
The F word.
Insists, yes, that you stay home. The digital age has produced a lack of trust in relationships. Print is not dead. These are things that are, if we have time, we'll get to them. If not, this afternoon on Happy Hour.
Oh, just save it for Happy Hour. Okay.
Well, we only have 25 shopping minutes left till we pull into the camp. And we got to do our morning maroon number.
Trust in the digital age.
But I'll be here with Young.
Joey.
And Rosie coming in today.
So. I love Rosie.
Yeah, I love Rosie too, and I miss.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
But he's busy.
Great picture of him and Fun Size Jane, and I believe it's LaDonna and Jeremy from The Hitchin, The Gumshuels.
The Hitchin, The Gumshuels.
Yeah. A lot of good pictures came out.
Yeah, he did a great job. Got some great random captures and then some great poses. Heath Stone, Stone Images, they do really nice work. It's 8:35. You did an IV yesterday?
It was the day before, I believe. The day before yesterday.
What did you do this time?
We did the Myers cocktail. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I can't wait. Always at the end there is the glutathione.
Yes.
And glutathione is just an amazing... If you look at the benefits, the list.
Yeah.
I love that poster on the wall.
It's the master antioxidant.
It is. It slows aging. It's good for your skin. It's the, like you said, the antioxidant of all time for every cell in the body, including the liver and other parts of the body.
And the reason these work, they're so effective at infusion, they're IVs. Mm-hmm. When you ingest things that are good for you, your stomach is not particular about what it chooses to keep and what it just sends right on through.
Right.
With an IV, it goes directly into your blood. They have nurses that conduct these, so you just sit there 20, 25 minutes. Now, the one I was doing, you remember how stressed out I was after Goose's situation?
Absolutely.
I went over there before I went down for Christmas and did the anti-stressing IV, and it made a huge difference. I mean, I was so wound up after that whole thing, and it gave me a chance to get down there, and we had, you know, the best Christmas possible.
Look, there's a recliner there, there's a TV there, and you're just relaxing for a few minutes, and it doesn't take very long. And
they also want to help you lose weight, too.
Yes.
The amino acid-based IV. Talk to Ryan Turner or the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori, and ask questions about IV vitamin therapy and infusion. They offer cryotherapy, which is a great jump start, you know, because everything you need to heal is in your blood. Everything that depends on good circulation, cryotherapy can help 3 minutes in that tank, and you feel like a new person, rejuvenated head to toe. And you know why? Because your circulatory system's been put into overdrive, sending everything that you need in your blood everywhere it needs to go. And if you are looking to target maybe cellulite or part of your waistline for that fat that's just hard to get rid of, period, no matter what you do, ask about CryoSkin 3.0 at Infusion. 296-1662 is the number. Or visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com, and I will be there tomorrow morning.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
From your first moment in a Subaru, you'll know it was meant to be. And the longer you drive, the better it'll be. Because with Subaru, you know you're getting a car that's in it for the long haul. Come to the Subaru True Love event today. You can get special low rates on a car you'll call a keeper. Like the 2019 Subaru Outback. This month, come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on a 2019 Subaru Outback.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
9,000 dedicated employees and nearly $2 billion in sales, Varsity Brands owns the youth sports marketplace with a mix of technology and service. On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising allows you to target and control your message. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You started coughing and hacking last night. Thought that you might have a cold. Now you are aching.
time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
OMG.
She's right.
OMG?
OMG.
Oh, my God.
But I don't need oh my God. If you call and give me that this afternoon, you won't win. You gotta give me OMG. It's a burger at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. I just happen to have some copy points on this hand.
That's amazing, Greg.
It's right there.
This is a half pound. If you want the biggest and best burger, one you could actually have them cut in the back and bring out in halves,
right.
You'll get two meals out of it. It's a half pounder. They're always fresh, 100% USDA choice custom ground burger with sautéed onions and mushrooms, creamy melted blanco cheese on a fresh brioche bun. And OMG is what most people say after that first bite. You've got to taste that confluence of flavors in their burger.
Yeah, listen to these words. Confluence.
The password is confluence.
All right.
And this afternoon, sometime between 3 and 6, at whatever time I'm feeling whimsical, I will ask you for that word or that term, OMG, at 272-9228. If you're the ninth caller, you win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and you can go get yourself an OMG on us, which is a pretty cool deal. All right, let's get former Secretary of State and mashed potato face Jean Grey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. You know what?
Right.
I was almost going to say, here to help us judge the dumbest of the dumb is Randy Burkhalter. But it's not Thursday.
No. You're conditioned. You are so conditioned.
This is why people come to Baumhauer's and bring me copies of this song.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho.
All right. Our first nominee has to be, and again, I'm not trying to get political on the show, but it has to be Occasional Cortex and her partners in slime. Our partner is like Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York.
Oh, because of the Amazon deal?
Yeah. They're opening a mouth and condemning a company. Whether you like Amazon, everybody uses Amazon, for crying out loud.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to necessarily like Jeff Bezos or don't. But the fact is, they were coming to Long Island City, New York, with 25,000 jobs. And between Ocasio-Cortex and de Blasio, they talked them out of doing it. They're going to look for another location. And that's what happens when you think you know more than the rest of the world. I mean, she's been in Congress for 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
She was bartending a year ago.
That's right.
She knows everything. So she is nominee number one. Nominee number two is here somewhere. Convenient. Oh.
You're rocking back and forth.
Now that it's falling apart, let's make Jussie Smollett one of the nominees, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because his whole story is falling apart. And ABC News and CBS News in Chicago are now calling it a hoax. And our third nominee, an 18-year-old guy in Arkansas.
Yeah?
I don't want to condemn the total intelligence of Arkansas. But you did elect them. An 18-year-old Northern Arkansas-er named Carter Pyle. No relation to Gomer.
Gomer.
I don't know. How about that?
Holy!
Recently called police after he looked locked both sets of his keys in his car, his regular set and backup set.
Uh-huh.
Must have been a slow day because a cop actually showed up to help him out, which was nice. But while they were jimmying his door open, the police noticed three compressed bags of marijuana in the backseat that were sitting in plain view. Once the cop got the door open, he asked Carter what the bags were filled with. And he said, well, it's pot. A gym bag in his car had even more weed, and all they found over a pound in the car. And now he is facing charges of possession with intent to deliver.
Yeah, he gets my vote. I don't know about you. I mean, the Amazon one, sure.
That's actually beyond the scope of stupid. I don't know there's a way to quantify
right.
That story. What say you, Ms. Hayes?
I'm still hung up on Amazon.
Yeah, I mean,
$125,000 jobs. No, we don't want you.
Yeah, that's bring them here.
I would love to look. Polaris, which is a company that our friend Terry Evans works with, made the decision, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, to set up in Huntsville.
Right.
And it's been a boon for them.
It's been great for Huntsville. Huntsville is great for young professionals. They have so much going on up there. It's a renaissance.
You know that Huntsville has more PhDs per capita than any other city?
This, I believe. And I don't know much about Huntsville. I travel through it on the interstate, but we're going to a weather conference later in the year there, and I want to look around Huntsville.
Huntsville's great, and if you're just going up 65, you don't really see Huntsville because it's you get on 565 and go down there. But it's
I don't know Huntsville.
It's great. Uh oh, crap! Somebody's calling.
Crap.
Okay, we got a final look at the roads, and then we're going to do our weekly grand prize drawing.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 both are looking good out there right now. We checked getting into Maxwell and Gunner. Don't see any problems at the moment. And I checked with Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville State Police. All are doing okay. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more is on the way. They gotta go, and that means you're gonna save some money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Jeff Blake.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I have a call from Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
I went around a turn. I had to turn off my phone at a drive-thru. Who won the dumbest award?
We gave it to,
Cortex?
That's who Emily wanted, and who did...
The 18-year-old with, well, I think...
Inviting the cops to open his car so they could spot his pot.
Yeah,
right. I don't think nobody can beat the Cortex.
I think that's the first time I've ever seen a politician talk a company out of bringing 25,000 jobs
to want you.
Really? I mean, that
you know who she reminds me of? You know, I did a celebrity match on her last night. I was watching reruns of Hee Haw, that donkey in the beginning with the big teeth.
Yeah.
Did you see it? You got to get a meme posted on Facebook.
A meme.
Though we have fun with that. That's what my friend Jacqueline.
Jay Quellen.
No, Jacqueline.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
We call him that, too, where they Photoshop Cortex and Pelosi into the Dumb and Dumber poster. It's very funny. Take a look.
What state is she from?
New York. I believe that district too.
Next to
I don't get mad sometimes. I see someone like Al Sharpton and all these other people and everything. I look at the constituents that vote for them.
Well, really, and that's what happens when you have a low turnout and somebody catches lightning in a bottle. You end up with somebody like that. So there you go. Thanks for the call. You ready to do some grand prize?
I'm ready.
Oh, this is, you know what? This is the Emily segment we wait for all week long.
All right, first up, we have the works from Don Duck and All-American Tire and Auto. Our winning number is...
Shoot.
Our winning number is...
All right, we have that one. Our winner is number 20. That is Jeff P.
Jeff.
You have won the works from Don Duck and All-American Tire and Auto. That is a complete service on your vehicle. Oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection, and brakes. And you know what they do when they're done? They vacuum out your car.
They do.
Vacuum.
And they get all the dust and french fries out from underneath the seats. Mm-hmm. And you drive off in a cleaner vehicle, which is just a courtesy and their way of saying thanks for choosing Don Duncan, with locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook by the McDonald's, on Bell Road downtown at 408 Madison, and just north of Vaughan at 2700 Bell Road. And all three locations will accommodate you with a ride back to your work or home. Just let them know what you need. Order it up at Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. And our grand prize, a Clark's Club membership, goes to number...
Oh, I hear the noise.
If we had any more chips in here, we'd have Eric Estrada at the door.
He's talking about the California Highway Patrol.
Number 4, and that is Tracy.
Tracy. You know what Tracy has won? She has won the membership in the Distinguished Clark's Club.
It's kind of a big deal. We should play that bit, too. That's always funny.
You know what? I will. That's called Automated Breakup Service.
It's perfect for today.
Let's get Clark's.
silly goose.
I mean,
adorable.
Yeah, he sure is. We'll play that going into our last break here, just before the Bus to Camp news and views. And say, got 5, 6, 7, 8 and a half. We're good. Good. That membership includes 2 annual tune-ups to your heating and air conditioning system and the guarantee of priority service should anything go wrong. They've got top-notch plumbers. Their customer service is renowned for their timeliness and the kind of people they are. So that's why I always say, for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. All right, so we'll play the Tracy bit at 8:52. Got a couple of spots, and then Norm MacDonald's going to wrap it up for us this morning with the story of old Harold Delaney. Then news and views. Have a great weekend. See you this afternoon at 3.
Hello?
Hello, and welcome to your automated breakup service. Press 1 to be broken up with in English. 2 para español.
What?
You have selected 1. If your name is Bill, your girlfriend, Tracy, wants to break up with you. If you agree, press 1. If you want to try to save the relationship, press 2.
Who is this?
You have chosen 2. Sorry, though, it's over. Tracy thinks you are a loser with no future. If you want to just be friends, press 1. If you are a violent stalker, press 2, and a restraining order will be issued against you.
No, Tracy loves me.
A restraining order has been issued. If you want Tracy's phone number to be forwarded to your best friend, press 1. If you want to pine for her as you sleepwalk through a series of meaningless relationships, press 2.
Let me talk to a real person.
The phone number of a qualified counselor will be forwarded to you within 10 business days. Press 9 to end the relationship with dignity, or return to the main menu in a futile attempt to find out why this is happening to you.
Where's Tracy? Let me talk to Tracy.
Main menu. To get more information about why you have been broken up with, press 1 for sexual inadequacy, 2 for personality disorders discovered during the relationship, 3 if your partner found someone much better than you, 4 if you're a stupid loser who can't find a job.
No!
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over 4 decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So I decide I'll go. You know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. First.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah, that's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up, and I go to sleep, and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? Knock on the my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, uh-oh, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there.
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
yeah,
anything
not a
goes.
Not looking guy? Sure, yeah. Traveling alone? Why
sure.
not?
And, of course, that's not, I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know? I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course. Yeah.
So, then I hear him, he goes, well, you ought to play some Scrabble.
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know? I like Scrabble, you know? So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know?
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories. Yeah. I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there. He comes up with his word. It's hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it and he takes the word hat